Right now, of course, there's the major ECOG adjuvant study looking at bevacizumab. Can you talk about that trial and how things are going with it?
Well, it was finally opened last summer and really probably started just enrolling patients in the fall and now in the winter. And this trial actually takes all comers, patients with resected disease, and randomizing them to either chemotherapy or chemotherapy plus bevacizumab. And the usual criteria for bevacizumab, except for it does not exclude patients if they have squamous cell carcinoma. And it's interesting, the different platinum regimens that are being used on the trial are pretty much standard, what we use in metastatic disease. And it's slow going, I think, but I think as more and more centers actually open this trial, we're going to see great leaps and bounds in the enrollment. And so I think it's important for all of us to support this trial and talk with our patients about participating. Clearly, standard treatment is chemotherapy by itself, so they're not losing anything about participating in this type of clinical trial.
And I guess one of the controversial aspects of the study is that the chemo is all CIS-based. And we know right now from our patterns of care studies that we do for CME purposes that CIS is very commonly used by investigators, but not very commonly used in the adjuvant setting off study by docs in practice. What are your thoughts about that, and how do you approach that decision?
Well, the question is any chemotherapy better than none? And we just don't know. I think even in the metastatic setting and the adjuvant setting, we can see that cisplatinum is probably better than carboplatinum. In the metastatic setting, an advantage of response rate and a potential small advantage in progression-free survival has not equated into a true overall survival advantage. So the thought is the trade-off using carboplatinum is okay because we're not going for cure in the metastatic setting. We're truly going for prolonged disease control as well as good quality of life. But in the adjuvant setting, it's the flip. We're actually going for cure. And these patients are being just treated with 3 to 4 cycles of adjuvant chemotherapy. So I stick with cisplatinum because I truly think it is a better drug than carboplatinum. However, the big question is in patients with questionable performance status and whether or not they'll truly be able to tolerate cisplatinum-based regimens. In those patients, is any chemotherapy better than none? Probably. So using carboplatinum in those patients, we hope will improve survival, but we don't have data for it. So if I saw someone in their 50s, otherwise healthy, no contraindications to cisplatinum, I'd give it to them and also try to sway them to use cisplatinum.
What would you combine with the cis?
Depending on the patient, again, you could do cisplatinum etoposide. That was in the ALT trial. Cisplatinum fenorelbine probably has the most data for it. But also cisplatinum and gemcitabine, cisplatinum and docetaxel clearly could be also used.
What do you see as the sort of advantages or disadvantages of each of those agents?
I think just mainly side effects and then the data. Really, the most data out there in the adjuvant setting is fenorelbine and cisplatinum. But at least in a lot of our hands, fenorelbine can be difficult to use, mainly due to the fact that it does have, I think, at least in my hands, a little bit increased side effects compared to gemcitabine, cisplatinum. But clearly, throughout the rest of the world, it's easily given.
Again, in our patterns of care studies, we find, again, a difference there in terms of the docs in practice versus investigators and a lot of cis docetaxel being used by investigators with the thinking that the data in metastatic disease looks stronger for that combination. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I'm using some docetaxel cisplatinum based on some of that information, but again, that has not been prospectively studied in the adjuvant setting. But you can use some of that data to support its use in the adjuvant setting.